Chapter 14, text number 42, continuing with the forest of enjoyment. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskritya Naram Chaiva Narottamam Devim Saraswatim Vyasam Tato Jaya Mudiraya. Before reciting the Srimad Bhagavatam, which is the very means of conquest, one should offer respectful obeisances unto the personality of God in Narayan, or Narayan Rishi, the supermost human being, and a mother Saraswati, the goddess of learning, Srila Vyasadeva, the author. Nasta prayashva badreshu nityam bhagavata sevaya bhagavati uttama shloke bhaktir bhavati naishtiki. By regular attendance in classes on Srimad Bhagavatam, by rendering of service unto the pure devotee, all that is unauspicious to the heart is almost completely destroyed, and thus loving service unto the personality of Godhead, who is praised with transcendental songs, is established as an irrevocable fact. Tashedam Upagayanti Aras Arshabashyeha Arshabashyeha Rajarsir Manasapi Mahatmana Nanuvartmarhati Nripo Makshikeva Gurutmata Tasyedam Upagayanti Tasyedam Upagayanti Arshabhasyeharajarsir Manasapi Mahatmana Nanuvartmarhati Nripo Makshikeva Gurutama Tasyeha Tasyedam Upagayanti Arshabhasyeharajarsir Manasapi Mahatmana Nanuvartmarhati Nripo Makshikeva Gurutama. Tasyedam Upagayanti Arshabhasyeharajarsir Manasapi Mahatmana Nanuvartmarhati Nripo Makshikeva Gurutmata. Okay. Samubhagayanti Arshabhasyeya Rajarsir Manasapi Mahatmana Nanuvartmarhati Nripo Makshikeva Gurutmata. Tasyedam Ubhagayanti Arshabhasyeya Rajarsir Manasapi Mahatmana Nanuvartmarhati Nripo Makshikeva Gurutmata. Madhijis? Tasyedam Upagayanti Arshabhasyeha Rajasir Manasapi Mahatmana Anubart marhati nripo Makshikeva gurutmata. Anyone else? Tasya of Jad Bharat. Idam, this glorification. Ubagayanti, they sing. Arshabhashya of the son of Rishabdev. Iha, here. Rajarishe of the great saintly king. Manasa'api, even by the mind. Maha'atmana of the great personality, Jad Bharat. Na, not. Anuvartma, arhati, able to follow the path. Nripa, any king. Makshika, a fly. Eva, like. Gurutmata, of Garuda, the carrier of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Having summarized the teachings of Jad Bharat, Shukadeva Goswami said, "My dear King Parikshit, the path indicated by Jad Bharat is like the path followed by Garuda, the carrier of the Lord, and ordinary kings are just like flies. Flies cannot follow the path of Garuda. And to date, none of the great kings and victorious leaders could follow this path of devotional service, not even mentally." Can repeat, please. Having summarized the teachings of Jad Bharat, Shukadeva Goswami said, "My dear King Parikshit, the path indicated by Jad Bharat is like the path followed by Garuda, the carrier of the Lord, and ordinary kings are just like flies. Flies cannot follow the path of Garuda. And to date, none of the great kings and victorious leaders could follow this path of devotional service, not even mentally." Srila Prabhupada's purport. As Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 7, verse 3. Can I get a Bhagavad Gita from over there, please? Manushanam sahasreshu kaschid yatati siddhaye yatatam api siddhanam kaschin mam viti tatvadaha. Out of many thousands among men, one may endeavor for perfection. And of those who have achieved perfection, hardly one knows me in truth. The path of devotional service is very difficult, even for those kings who have conquered many enemies. Although these kings were victorious on the battlefield, they could not conquer the bodily conception. There are many big leaders, yogis, swamis, and so-called incarnations, who are very much addicted to mental speculation and who advertise themselves as perfect personalities, but they are not ultimately successful. The path of devotional service is undoubtedly very difficult to follow, but it becomes very easy if the candidate actually wants to follow the path of the Mahajan. In this age, there is the path of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who appeared to deliver all fallen souls. This path is so simple and easy that everyone can take to it by chanting the holy name of the Lord. Harer nama, harer nama, harer nama eva kevalam, kaloi nasteva, 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 gatir anyata. We are very satisfied that this path is being opened by this Krishna consciousness movement, because so many European and American boys and girls are taking this philosophy seriously and gradually attaining perfection. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. tasye dam upagayanti. Arshabashye harajarshe manasapi mahatmana. Nanuvart marhati nirpo makshikeva gurut mataha. Translation again. Having summarized the teachings of Jad Bharat, Shukadeva Goswami said, "My dear King Parikshit, the path indicated by Jad Bharat is like the path followed by Garuda, the carrier of the Lord. And ordinary kings are just like flies. Flies cannot follow the path of Garuda. And to date, none of the great kings and victorious leaders could follow this path of devotional service. Not even mentally." Om Agyana Tamanandasya Gunanjana Salakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Shaitanya Manobhishnam Shtapitam Yena Bhutale Shvayam Rupa Gadamayam Dharati Shva Padantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Uta Parakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Ragana Tanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savarutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Bharan Sahagana Lalita Shivishakanvitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabando Jagapate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrinda Vaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Pancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyevacha Paditanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Maha Mukam Kuroti Vachalam Pangum Lange Tegrim Yakripatam Ham Vande Shri Guru Undina Tharanam. I was born in the darkest, deepest depths of ignorance, but my eternal spiritual master, His Divine Grace, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, has forced my eyes open with the torchlight of knowledge. Therefore, I most offer my most humble obeisances unto His lotus feet. How could I ever forget His mercy upon me? So we're continuing with the forest of enjoyment. And this chapter was narrated... being narrated by Shukadeva Goswami after Maharaj Parikshit asked that he based on the previous chapter and a lot of the descriptions there given considered more indirect Maharaj Parikshit for the benefit of more unintelligent men asked Shukadeva Goswami to clarify again the teachings of Jad Bharat in a more direct way. And as we've heard over the previous verses, the forest of enjoyment is given in a very direct, explicit way. This verse is a very nice verse. I'm immediately reminded from this verse as to my own particular disqualification. And certainly, for someone like me trying to execute the process of devotional service, it's like it says here that flies cannot follow the path of Garuda. This is very... very instructive. And to date, none of the great kings and victorious leaders could follow this path of devotional service, not even mentally. The process of devotional service is completely transcendental to all other processes of gradual realization. In fact, the process of bhakti yoga is non-different from the personality of Godhead. And the process is so pure and so exalted that again and again we're reminded by Srila Prabhupada how within this process is included everything. All we need to do is to execute the process of devotional service. As Srila Rupa Goswami says in his Upadeshamrita, with enthusiasm, with determination, and with firm conviction. And then, more or less automatically, the result will be there. As Srila Prabhupada mentions, first of all, in the purport, the famous verse from Bhagavad Gita in the 7th chapter, Manushanam sahasreshu kasyad yata tisidaye yatatam api siranam kasyan mam veti tatvata. Out of many thousands among men, one may endeavor for perfection. And of those who have achieved perfection, hardly one knows me in truth. In the purport of that verse, Srila Prabhupada says that there are various grades of men, and many, and out of many thousands, one may be sufficiently interested in transcendental realization to try to know what is a self, what is a body, and what is the absolute truth. There are various grades of men, and out of many thousands, one may be interested to know what is a self, what is a body, what is the absolute truth. This philosophy of ours is so basic and is so simple, and yet it's the most difficult thing to understand for those who are materially absorbed. It's like when we go out preaching on book distribution, one of the first things we tell people is this book will help you to understand about who you are. Because people, when they get the book, they want to know three things. They want to know, what is this book? What's it about? How is it going to benefit me? And who are you? And so one of the first things we tell them is that this book will teach you about who you are. And then we notice that immediately in a person's mind, they start to reflect that, who I am? No, I know who I am. And then all these thoughts flood their mind of who they think they are. But then as we open to the picture of the soul going through the different changes of body in this lifetime, and point out to them that the body is just a superfluous covering for the life force within the body, we notice that it's almost like a shock of consciousness. And they become speechless, literally speechless at that point. And that becomes an opportunity for us to inject some higher wisdom, depending on their level of receptivity to them. And literally, I mean, there's out of how many people, about so many people that we approach in book distribution, how many people can, I mean, people have a general sense of that. They can, you know, on some level, you know, if they're somewhat pious, at least give us the opportunity to talk more and to give them more of an opportunity to come to the next stage of actually being able to take the book and go home and study it. But, you know, by their activities, we can understand that almost no one has any real knowledge about who they are. And the difficulty is that in this age of Kali Yuga, because everyone is absorbed in vikarmic activities, not even activities according to the Vedic karma kanda rules and regulations, but because they're engaging in so many grievous sinful activities, they can't even understand the first thing about who they are. So the apt example given here, that even though kings may be very expert at conquering on the battlefield, because they cannot conquer their senses, therefore they are like flies trying to follow the path of Garuda. Srila Prabhupada says that there are many big leaders, yogis, swamis, and so-called incarnations who are very much addicted to mental speculation and who advertise themselves as perfect personalities, but they are not ultimately successful. So what is ultimate success here? Ultimate success means to remember Krishna at the point of death. Yam yam vapi smaram bhavam tyajat yante kalevaram. That before giving up this material body, what one thinks of at the point of death, one will automatically remember in his... before giving up this body, what one remembers at the point of death, he will automatically attain that position in his next life. And we were speaking with someone yesterday, and when we quoted that verse and started talking about that, he immediately became intrigued. And we were explaining that this whole life, all of our activities, it's so important that we act, even though we may not have the feeling for acting in a devotional way, we simply have to act. Vaisheshika talks about often how just showing up for our service in Krishna consciousness is 50%. It's half the battle. And I would go so far to say it's even more than that. Because when we... I know myself, when I... like when I go out on Harinam, for example, I often don't have the taste at all. Would much rather just stay at home and clean my clutter or do some reading or even just chant by myself or whatever. But when I take the advantage of the opportunity to actually go out with the devotees and chant on Harinam, when I come back, it's always incredibly more blissful than I even imagine it would be. But anyway, I was talking to this student and explaining to him how at the point of death, all the activities of this life, they go before our mind's eye, almost like a movie screen. And depending on what you know our activities have been in this life, what we're most attached to at the time of death, the it's like the movie screen stops on that particular frame, and we enter into that situation in our past life. So unless we're practiced in activities that are going to elevate our consciousness, our association with the lower modes of nature will force us into lower forms of life. And but this philosophy of Krishna consciousness is so nice that even if we do just show up for our service and just engage, because the process of devotional service is non-different from Krishna. Therefore, if we're simply patient with the process will have its effect, and gradually we'll be able to obtain the desired outcome. I wanted to just mention also that Prabhupada quotes this last verse here. And previously in the purport he mentioned several times that the path of devotional service is very difficult to follow. He says that two times. In fact, in Bhagavad Gita, it tells us that to come to the determined stage of devotional service, that it's not very easy. Yanti deva, what's that verse? Yesham tvantikatam papam, jananam karmanam, tedvandva munirmukta bhajante mam, dridavrata. So to come to that stage of dridavrata, of determined devotional service, we've had many lifetimes of preparing ourselves for this opportunity. And so it's a rare opportunity that we've come to have the opportunity to take part in executing the path of devotional service. However, there are many impediments among the path, on the path. But if we simply engage wholeheartedly in it, and no matter what different barriers our mind throws out, if we simply go on with the process of determination, of devotional service with determination, eventually we will achieve a pure stage of Krishna consciousness. Srila Prabhupada states that Lord Chaitanya has made the process ever so easy. And he states, Lord Chaitanya states that Harinama, 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 Eva Kevalam, that there is no other way, there is no other way, there is no other way for God realization in this age but chanting the holy names of the Lord, chanting the holy names of the Lord, chanting of the holy names of the Lord. And because Krishna is non-different from His holy name, then automatically, immediately we gain association with Krishna if we chant with a proper consciousness. And what is that proper consciousness? Srila Prabhupada says it should be done as a child is crying for its mother. And I notice that, for example, when I do go out and on Harinam Sankirtan and chant the holy name, for not just for my own benefit, but for the benefit of others, and I observe how much people are suffering out there, because we forget, when we live in a protected environment, it's much easier to forget. Because very quickly, effortlessly, we become liberated. When we chant year after year and perform our service, we're already liberated. The anxieties that most people go through on a day-to-day basis out there, the devotees don't experience. And therefore, it's very easy for us to forget what those material miseries are. And if we don't actually go out and take the effort to give the holy name to others, I mean, I'm just speaking from my own experience, it becomes more difficult for me to overcome the barriers of the mind. It becomes more difficult for me to overcome false ego, and it becomes more convenient for me. I find myself effortlessly slipping into mental patterns that, in a very subtle way, cover my knowledge and make me become more complacent in devotional service. But when I go out, I notice that people are astounded by the chanting. They have no idea what we're actually doing. I noticed last week when we went out, it was drizzling out. And when I came out, I expected to see Ganesh and all the other devotees basically say, okay, that's it, you know, we're going to go back in. But everyone was enthusiastic to go out, which encouraged me. And we ended up going out, and it was raining when we went out. And in Southern California, it rains so rarely that it was just a drizzle. But like, you know, everyone was like running to get out of the drizzle. Places like New York, where like, you know, it rains all the time, you know, a lot more anyway, and they're like torrential downpours. People are a little more used to it. But here it was just a drizzle, so like everyone was inside. And we were chanting down the street. People were looking at us through the windows, and they were just like, they were amazed. And you could kind of read their mind, and they were thinking that these guys must have something. They must be doing something. If they're out here in the rain, beating on drums and singing, they must be experiencing some kind of bliss. And we notice also that when we just wave to people when we're going out, they're so happy to see the Harinam party. And they don't even really realize why. But it automatically, they feel love in their hearts, because it's the Yuga Dharma. And when we execute the Yuga Dharma, my experience is we get special mercy And I notice myself, if I don't actually go out on Sankirtan, either book distribution or Harinam, but especially Harinam, because Harinam, it's just so, it's just so easy. Basically, all we have to go do is come out and just open our mouth and have the sound come out. And then gradually we actually start feeling bliss. And we never know at what point it'll actually take over. I mean, a lot of times I go out and I'm experiencing just so much misery. I think it's just because I'm identifying with the misery that, you know, of my body, and the misery everyone is experiencing out there seems to heighten my own misery. But when I actually take the effort to just chant through it and, you know, make the effort to be, you know, friendly to devotees and realize that Krishna says that, you know, one of the qualifications of a devotee is he's friendly towards all living entities. And why is he friendly towards all living entities? People are engaging in so many gross sinful activities that we're not engaging in. And why should we be friendly to them? We should be friendly because they're all Krishna's parts and parcels. And Krishna's in their heart. And even as we advance in devotional service, gradually we become aware of the presence of Krishna in everyone's heart. And so we want to give them Krishna consciousness also. This is a natural byproduct of devotional service. And this is one of the tests by which we can understand that we're advancing, is that we begin to develop the desire to give Krishna consciousness to others. To actually, we start to get a spontaneous desire to go out and chant Hare Krishna, not just for our benefit, but for the benefit of others. And this is one of the ways we can test that we're advancing more. And it doesn't mean that someone who's staying back in the temple, he's not performing Sankirtan. It's the mindset. Srila Prabhupada once said in a lecture that those devotees who stay back and worship and dress the deity, they're also performing Sankirtan. Because when people come from outside and they see the deity, the Lord is spreading His glories in that way. And so that's also Sankirtan. However, when we actually go out physically to people and do it, it helps us so much. And like I said, I notice just myself when I do it, throughout the day, if I don't go out on Sankirtan, it becomes much more difficult to get over subtle mental barriers. And when I do go out, it's just like a special mercy that I get that makes it much easier to get beyond the illusion. And the symptom of that is I feel spontaneous friendship towards the devotees, and I want to serve. So time is out. We'll stop there. Does anyone have any questions or comments? All glories to Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Namaste Saraswati Devi Guru Vani Vichayana.